7-on-7 football is mostly about passing and catching. There are not too many defensive football coaches who are big fans of the game. Wildcats defensive coordinator Tristan Abram notes there are some aspects of it that can help a defense, but there are also drawbacks.
What we're doing defensively, it really helps us because basically it helps our guys, number one, get more confident in their skills and their abilities, as well as, it puts us to the test and it helps us understand what our boundaries are. So it's really good for us in that sense. And each kid, eventually they begin to gain more confidence in themselves, which is always great, and they can do the great things that that they can do with the ability that they have. But with all that being said, it's really tough from a defensive standpoint. To sit there and know that a quarterback can sit there for 4 seconds and survey the field and with no one rushing at him, and he doesn't have to worry about getting hit and then get rid of the ball to whoever the receiver is that he's trying to get rid of the ball to. So, from a defensive standpoint, that's really not in our advantage. But for the most part, it helps our kids with confidence and skill. And I'll take that any day just because it just helps us overall as a defense.
Last year, I believe it was, you surprised me a little bit by saying that there are some bad habits that could be formed. And you are always on the outlook to try to make sure you correct
them right away. Yes, there are bad habits because, with 7-on-7, once again, most of the time in a real football game, the quarterback, well, if he has 4 seconds to throw the ball, then I'm pretty sure I'm going to get fired. But most of the time he has anywhere from 2.5, at the most 2.5 seconds. And whenever you have people flying at you, then, you're going to get rid of the ball and it's not going to be as accurate and as good of a throw as normal. But in 7-on-7 with the time that we have to cover, it makes it tough for our guys because, now we got to cover for a while. And, I've been covering for a while, so I'm going to look back and try to find the ball. And it's just habits form that just aren't pleasing to a defensive coordinator or to a secondary coach. And it's just not fun to see that. And then we have to come back in the fall and try to correct those things. But for the most part, it's fine. We can get those things corrected and go from there.
Like you say, you look for whatever positive you can find.
You're exactly right. We try.
KSST Sports.